The Beat Breakfast Daily Dilemma.
Okay, here's the situation, lads. Let's see what you think of it.
All right.
It's from a girl this morning. It says, "Hi, Beat Breakfast. I have a situation I'd like to hear some opinions on, please."
Okay.
In primary school, I had a best friend who moved away with her family to Scotland when she was 11. We kept in touch as pen pals, but didn't see each other for years until she contacted me when she was 20, and she said she'd love to come over. Now, she came over for a week that summer and stayed with my family, and we had a lot of fun, as 20-year-olds do.
Okay.
That was 6 years ago, and she's come back every summer since. For the last 2 years, I've been living with my boyfriend and she's come and stayed with us. In that time, she's found a husband and had 2 kids, but she leaves them and comes on her own for the week each summer. The problem is my boyfriend can't stand her, and as each year has progressed, I've found that I have less and less in common with her.
Oh.
All she does nowadays is talk about her children. And when she's here, she doesn't even really want to go out and do anything. She just sits in the living room with the two of us like a spare wheel.
What?
She's also naturally a bit clumsy and unfortunate. Wherever she goes, she leaves a trail of lost keys, damaged hire cars, and general chaos behind that we have to deal with. She rang over the weekend and said she was thinking of late June this year for her visit. I initially tried to bat her off by saying we might be away, but she told me she's grand for July and August too if it doesn't suit.
Oh no, dear.
I said I talked to my boyfriend, who has told me in no uncertain terms if she's coming, he's going to live with his mother for the week. What should I do here? Am I just being a grump who's become set in her ways? Should I grit my teeth and get on with it for the sake of our childhood friendship? I just don't know if I can keep grinning and bearing it during this now annual pilgrimage. When I read this last night, I thought this is Father Michael Stone from the Father Ted episode, who just comes every year and sits there.
No, you get to a stage in your life where you're an adult and you can say no. I believe that maybe when you're young, yes, and you're going through the motions. But when you get to a certain stage in life, there must be a time where you can just look at someone and be like, it's not working anymore, lovey. A week is a long enough stint.
It is.
To just be sitting on someone's couch creating havoc like as you go. I just think you'll just have to either say you're busy or it's just not a good arrangement anymore. You're getting on with life. You have a boyfriend now. Maybe if you had that conversation with her, she'd understand. She's looking
What are you going to say that's not going to be hurtful to her, your childhood
but
friend?
But even if it is
hurtful,
you
just don't like your company.
No.
What are you going to say?
You're going to friend break up with her?
Yeah, I would. Just say we've drifted apart, lovey, and you know it's just not working anymore. A week is too long. Me and my boyfriend, we have work. We have our lives to get on with. Maybe if he came for a day and visited, that'd be fine.
Yeah, for lunch.
But then you wouldn't need to break up with her, though.
Yeah, okay. Well, I suppose. But you have to say something, though. I think you're an adult now. Come on, put on the big girl boots.
She comes. Does she stay with yours? Did she say?
Yes.
For the first couple of years in the family house, and the last couple of years it's been in the house with the boyfriend.
But you've work to do, and so does the boyfriend. Yeah. Is she staying there? Like, what does she do during the day?
But I'd say she's the kind of person that's giving you a week, so you know she's going to come. So you book that time off work,
no.
Or you know you book your life around. I've had people in my life similar.
Okay.
And you just have to say it.
Could you say to her, "Yeah, look, I'll book that week off." And then when she actually comes over, well, you just have to go to work every day, and you're working late every day. So you only have to put up with her for a couple of hours.
Still a kind of miserable week. I think I'd be having some renovations done to the house that could last for the summer weeks.
Now's your chance to get the bathroom done.
Yeah.
Could you just not text back? Would that be terrible?
Is it worth having a child so you have to convert the bedroom?
Oh, here.
No. Or just convert the bedroom in anticipation that at some point we're going to have a baby.
Yes.
You know? I think the best thing here is maybe she stays for a night or two, but you say you can't do the week. I know some good B&Bs or something.
Yeah.
You know?
Send her an email like you do on wedding invites. The following accommodation is available.
Yeah.
Some links.
Yeah. Okay, look, would you... it is a childhood friend and you don't necessarily want to cut her off. I don't know, what would you do in this situation?
Tell us what you think now. Local 1890-715-102 or text 085-1029-103.
All right, is she just being a bit of a grump, set in her ways, doesn't want a friend round? Let us know your thoughts on what you do in this situation on 085 102 9103. Beat 102 103. It's 8:41. Right, your thoughts on the dilemma this morning, please, very quickly. Would you continue this charade that's been going on for years, even though you've got less and less in common with this girl who lands on you for a week every summer? Or do you think, look, it's childhood friendship, it's worth keeping the ties open? 085 102 9103. We'll get some reaction next.
Beat Breakfast. For mornings on the go, make it a McDonald's breakfast.
The Beat Breakfast.
Breakfast Daily Dilemma.
But now, let's have a look at what's going on the text line and a flavour of what's coming in this morning.
Okay.
We've got a couple of different bits and pieces here. Annie was on to us, mm-hmm. and she says, I think she should go and visit her friend this time. Oh, that way she can ask to be shown around the local area, see some tourist sites, and it might be a way to reconnect. If it doesn't work after that, then it's time to say goodbye.
I was thinking, go visit her. You know, you can stay the one day and then flee the place. Mm. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
But it means going all the way to Scotland in this case. Which
yeah,
is
but Scotland's a nice place to go if you haven't been.
It's lovely. I suppose, I mean, you could do that, but I mean, that just puts it off for 1 year.
Yeah.
And maybe gives more shows more interest than you'd like to show.
Yeah, exactly.
She'll be booking trips twice a year now.
Yeah, you're trying to back away from this also. Yeah.
It's phasing out, not phasing in more.
Yeah.
Paul was on to us in the city as well, and he says, are you feeling more guilt through the pressure of your boyfriends? Boyfriends come and go. Lifelong friends are for life. You never mentioned that you go the opposite way to Scotland for a change to see your friend in her own environment. You didn't consider that nice holiday, says Paul. But I mean, maybe there is a bit of truth there that the boyfriend is having more of an input on you if you didn't have that previously.
I don't know about that. The way she described the friend, it doesn't sound like she's too happy about the circumstances either. Yeah. I think the boyfriend probably is just the icing on the cake. Like, I have a relationship now. He's there. Like, he deserves to be in a house where
he's
happy.
Well, it's his house too.
Yeah.
You know, he deserves to be comfortable in his house.
Yeah.
I think you're screwed.
Oh, she's not.
I think you are going to be...
In 30 years, you're going to be emailing Beat Breakfast.
You're going to be putting this one up for a week every single year. We're Irish. We don't do that.
No. She'll be coming with her family next.
Yeah. That's what you're going to have to change now, Trish, as well. You're going to have less of this upfront and common sense about you.
Yeah, no, we don't do the upfront Jamaican way, no.
Oh, dear.
We just suck it all in and then give out about you afterwards.
Oh, yeah.
That's how it works. It's 10 to 9. Ali Final also 85102910. Here's Burak Yeter, Tuesday at Beat. B102103. His name is Burak Yeter. It's a strange one. I think it's from Turkey originally. And that is the biggest song in the Southeast right now. It's been number one on the tweet chart for the last 2 weeks, being number one on the top seven at seven.
Mm.
Huge tune, and we love it.
It's a goodie.
Do you know the original?
Yes, Makanin.
Yeah,
and he
featuring Drake.
Yeah, his one is a lot slower. It's on a Tuesday, got the club going on a Tuesday,
okay.
And it's got more of a hip hop vibe to it.
Okay, cool. Listen, what I want to mention very quickly is we've got the Mine at Nine on the way. That is your chance to pick the tunes that we play on the radio. It can be a current song that you absolutely love, or it can be a classic song that you absolutely love from the 90s or noughties.
Old school
rules. So whatever your suggestion.
Oh, okay. I'll let you finish and then I'll say my thanks.
I'll let you finish.
No, because I just, you know,
I'm going to let you finish.
I'm
going to let you finish.
Oh, no.
Anyway, whatever song you want to shout for right now, you can do so. All you got to do is text us or WhatsApp us 085-102-9103. Is there anything you wanted to add?
Yes, Mert. Thanks for the video. We got the remember I visit Mert's farm.
You went
a few
to the
weeks
farm
ago.
With Emma a few weeks ago and you went into the lambs.
Don't make it sound so like, oh, you went to the farm. It was so fun. We made friends. Two little lambs, and he just sent me a picture.
She's got a right attitude.
I was going to say, the new Jairish has even more attitude than just plain old Jamaican. What is going on?
You're
going
to have to drop that.
What?
All right, you're with Beat Breakfast crew. It's Wednesday morning. Hope you're in good form. Beat Breakfast. Wake up to delicious coffee
from McDonald's. Daily from 7 a.m. So, I heard your insurance has gone up this year.